The Israel Report with Rolly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolly Marks, you got the two guys in studio today.
Shnei Meshuggah in. That's
right. Walks into that. Walks into that.
Klaus to the left of you and Joker.
Nice to chat to you too.
Nice to chat with you, Arlene, as we get closer to election. But this is the first time in weeks. It's good to be back.
Good, good. Before we get to elections, there has been breaking news within the last hour, and that is that the Temple Mount is officially closed following an outbreak of fresh riots and firebombs thrown at Israeli police, leaving one police officer treated for smoke inhalation, and there are concerns that this could escalate tension in the region. So a very, very tense time at the moment in Israel.
Wow, Arlene, that's always a concern. People's lives are at risk there. That's awful news.
Yeah.
Talking about some more, not so great news. Tell us about the terror attack in Hebron.
Also earlier today, an attempt at a terror attack in Hebron. A Palestinian rushed towards soldiers with a knife and was neutralized. But we are seeing a significant uptick in violence. And yesterday we spoke about the fact that Prime Minister Netanyahu has warned that if there is no quelling of violence from the Gaza Strip, we will launch a full-scale operation. And any elements within the West Bank, or now we have East Jerusalem on the Temple Mount, our police, our RDF, are on high alert.
Raleen and WJC, I presume that's the World Jewish Congress, am I correct?
That you are correct.
Well, what do you know? So the World Jewish Congress.
Well, you pay attention.
I'm telling you, mashu mashu. Tell us about them launching an online campaign at the United Nations.
Okay, so we've been discussing the fact that during March we are seeing an escalation in the amount of attention that Israel is facing. We spoke about the report from the United Nations, a very, very one-sided, I'm going to use the term very loosely, fact-finding report on the situation in the Gaza Strip and on the border with Gaza. We also spoke about the fact that on the 18th of March, the UN Human Rights Commission will be passing an estimated 7 resolutions condemning Israel. Now we have this week the 63rd gathering of the Commission on the Status of Women will meet at UN headquarters in New York. So this is very, very important because the UN status on the Commission of Women, and this is just after we've commemorated International Women's Day, their task is to generate discussion and policy and to discuss policy to promote gender equality and empowerment of women and girls worldwide. Naturally, being a United Nations body, of course, number one target on the dartboard is Israel.
Yeah.
So every year the Commission of the Status of Women, they debate and they discuss and they vote on a series of resolution which covers a lot of important topics with regards to women. And one of the resolutions that you can be sure will be put forward are resolutions that blame Israel for the circumstances facing Palestinian women living in the West Bank, the Gaza Strip and East Jerusalem. And in the same resolution, they do not acknowledge the actions of Hamas and the Palestinian Authority in suppressing its female population, gender-based violence, lack of empowerment, etc., etc. So in response to this and in anticipation of this, the World Jewish Congress have launched a viral social media campaign, and they are saying that it's absolutely ridiculous that the UN continues to condemn the country with the highest levels of gender equality. So they've got a YouTube video, you can check it out, and they've asked people to please share it on social media with the hashtag equal treatment for all and CSW63, which stands for Commission of the Status of Women 63. And it explains very, very quickly and in very, very digestible facts how women are treated in the West Bank, the Gaza Strip, and East Jerusalem, by Hamas and by the Palestinian Authority.
And Rolene, lastly, you know, I'm jumping in because we're going to talk politics. You know that excites me. I see that your final article for today, piece of news, is about Benny Gantz, who's going to be addressing the APAC at the American-Israeli PAC at the annual event a day before his arrival in the Knesset, Benjamin Netanyahu, at a time where APAC and Prime Minister Netanyahu's relationship is probably the most strained it's ever been.
Yes, and of course we've had APAC in the news a lot because of U.S. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's comments that it's all about the Benjamins, baby, and also the Democratic representative from New York, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, also saying that APAC are out to get her. When APAC's conference, which is within the coming week, when it starts, and they have about an estimated 18,000 participants, it's a very, very important conference because relations between Israel and the USA are of incredible strategic importance. And while diplomatically we have this very, very strong relationship, but there are fractures between the relationship between U.S. Jewry and the State of Israel. And, you know, Israel's always enjoyed very, very strong bipartisan support in both the Democratic and the Republican Party. And a lot of us and Simon, we chatted about it last week, whether or not the Democratic Party support is starting to wane, because we didn't hear all-round condemnation on anti-Semitism. And while the Democratic Party have assured Jewish constituents and Americans who are largely in support of Israel that, you know, this is not the case, it is raising the hackles of Israelis that people like Ilhan Omer are not sanctioned as strongly as they should be by the Speaker Nancy Pelosi, or kicked off the Foreign Affairs Committee. Also, we've had the issue over the last couple of years with regards to egalitarian prayer at the Western Wall, and one of the platforms that Gantz is pushing forward is that his party, the now joint with Yair Lapid's one of the issues they will deal with is sorting out the issue of egalitarian prayer. But what we do know, and we don't know the contents of the speech, and I think we'll all be glued to YouTube or getting YouTube replays, we do know that in Gantz's keynote speech, which is Monday, March the 25th, he will speak about this and speak about the importance of repairing this very, very strategic relationship. And Prime Minister Netanyahu, he will address APAC the very, very next day. But also, if you listen to President Trump reckons that if he had to run for the Knesset, he would get at least 98% of the Israeli vote.
He's probably might have something there, that's for sure. Rolene Marks, the time has gone up past 12, as always, thank you so much. Look forward to speaking to you at the same time tomorrow.
Yes.
Same time tomorrow, guys.